Alright guys, so today's podcast is number 106 from the PFL Music Podcast. You know what you have to do. If you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute, make sure that you subscribe and like. If you're listening to the podcast on Anchor.fm, PFL Music Podcast, make sure that you share with your friends. We're going to really appreciate it. In the meanwhile, hold on tight, because things are getting very good and very hot. Alright. Thank you so much for the people that have been liking the content, have been sharing the content. I really appreciate it. For also the folks that listen to the podcast, hey, make sure you support the same by just liking and comment. I'm gonna really appreciate it. Today podcast is 12 midnight in Milwaukee. It's gonna be leading by example and not fear. Okay, leading by example, not fear. Okay, we're gonna just take that title. We're gonna define both sections, leading by example and leading by fear in that case. So let's just go for the first one, leading by example. What is it? What is that? You can search on this on Google. It says, what does it mean to lead by example? Leading by example means that you are guiding others through your behaviors and inspire them to do the same as you. When you lead by example, you provide a path to direct others down so that everyone is working towards a common goal with the same purpose. Okay, what is that? What does that mean? When you're leading by example, right, it just starts from point of view of where is congruent through your message and your behavior, right? Congruency. Congruency means that whatever you're doing is concurred or same with your ideas, right? For example, if I'm saying, right, I like to be a well-tempered person, right? But then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, I'm just having, arguments with people and just going crazy. See, that's incongruent, right? I'm not being concurred. I'm not being equal, right? Synonymous from what I'm saying, okay? And that's very important. When you're congruent, you have to be very, 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 make a sense between your what you're saying and your action, okay? So when you're leading by example, right, this is what people are aspiring to see, right? They want to see that your behaviors are the same as your words, right? That when you just lead by that, you're leading with that intentions. And aspiring, well, after that, they will aspire to be like you, right? When that, when you start leading, right, the good thing about leading is that people see you as a great example for them, okay? And we can, of course, differentiate between what is a good example, what is not, right? But even though it could be different, it could be for good or for bad, they still see you as an example to be followed. Why do we need leaders, right? Why do we need things like that? Why do we need people to lead us? Because we are fear. We have fear. We have fear of the unknown. Fear and unknown means that we don't want to just know what is in the other side. Okay, so that's why we have leaders. And when leaders, of course, take action, they get all these rewards that it could be, from resources, of course, but in the other side, as they get confidence. Okay, and one of the hardest things to get as a human being is confidence. Confidence is one of the hardest traits to get because it requires a lot of repetition. You get confident with a lot of repetition in action. Okay, it's a long process. Since it's a very long process, a lot of people don't want to do it because it means that you have to just invest time to do so. Now, let's go back to leading, right? There's a lot of ways that you can just determine how to lead, okay? Some of those some of those great benefits, it could be, you know, more respect and trust. People will trust you, right? When you create followers, people tend to trust you. Another thing is respect you. People are going to start respecting you. You will require a lot of high productivity and, of course, command. Okay, people will respond higher from you, right? You have loyal people. People are going to start being loyal to you, right? And they're going to do everything to just get your approval. People basically going to be attached to your energy. Okay, they're not going to just say things, right? They're going to try to do things. They're going to attach. Another one is you're going to have a lot of people jealous. And even though people see jealous as a bad thing, in my case, I see it as a good thing. Why is that? If you have things that create jealousy through people, that means that you are doing something good. Okay? Only jealousy happens when you're doing something good, never when you're doing something bad. If you're doing something bad, and people are not talking about you, they're not jealous about you, it's because you're already in the ground. Nobody's worried about homeless people. They only talk about the successful people. And they want to just find any wrongdoing that they have been done in the last years. And that way they can just have a similar level, right, of understanding. So don't feel bad if people feel jealous, okay? Now let's go to the next section of the title. Fear, right? Leading by fear. What is that? Right? Google says, under fear-based leadership, people are afraid to tell the truth because they already know no one wants to hear it. They keep problems and challenges to themselves because they know that bringing them into an open won't help and may even do them harm. This one is bad. Even though it's the other side of the coin, it is bad. Let me explain why. And I have a lot of experience with this. Leading with fear. They promise you something to get you in. I think this is the best example I can just give you guys. Promise you something. They get you hooked. All of a sudden, you're going through this process, right? And you know something is not right. Your gut is telling you. You ask them, and they still are not telling you the truth. Eh? They don't want to tell you the truth because they're afraid to lose you. And when you finally get the truth, they won't want to admit it. And what happened after that? All the dominoes just fall. You lose respect for the person. You don't trust them. You start developing some resentment towards those people, right? You get affected. The world crumble a little bit. All these things just happen after you notice that you've been a follower from a faker. Okay. And what signs could be found, right? If you're leading by fear or you're being led by fear. Okay. First one. Making decisions with the simple fact that you might be fearful of failure. Okay? Making decisions just trying to be safe, right? Trying to just accommodate, please, without telling the truth. Red flag. If you're working for someone and they're leading you just to tell you good things because they don't want to make sure that you know the truth, red flag. If they're making decisions to please others, because they don't want to create bad situations when the truth is not being the one selected as a primary source of conversation, red flag. If the decisions that has been made is because you want everybody to be in a good state, but you know by the end of the result it's going to be failure, red flag. Right? Not willing to go with conflict. That's a good one. Fear of conflict. Go do it. I'm afraid I cannot do it. See? Those are signs that you're being led or you're leading with fear. Not being a conflict, not having conflict because you're afraid what people are going to say about you. And this one is a big one. There's nothing worse than feeling fear of what people think about you. People do not have a power over you if you allow them. Okay? Now, let's just combine both of them. Let's just take both of them and just make a nice soup. Now, in what kind of side of the coin are you? Are you in a coin on a side of leading with fear? Or you're in a coin in a side of the coin where you're leading with example? The thing is that one is easier than the other. And guess which one is? Which one is the easiest one? Let's see if you know. Of course, leading with fear. Which one is the hardest one? Yeah, you guessed it. Leading by example. Why is that? Why leading by example is so hard? Simple. Because it requires 100% of action and responsibility. Something that is very hard to acquire because it does require a long stand, years of discipline. Yeah? That means that you need to know how to be a follower and following great leaders to understand their characteristics and traits. Then you have to become one and just accept the fact that failure will be part of the process. And most importantly, you're going to lead by truth. Now, because you'll be the one leading by truth, that means that you have to just grab the sword and how do you call it? The crown. And conquer. If you're an army and the army cannot see you, that you have the guts to conquer, they're not going to follow you. Eh? Now, what happened when you leave with fear? Let's go to the other side. Let's go to the other side of the coin. Why this one's the easiest? You're just leading by laziness, complacency, leading by emotions. I feel good. Leading by what people will think about me. Leading by everything that is not equal to be respectful. So you are willing to just sacrifice everything here that will destroy your life in the long side. And you don't want to do all these things because it requires some investment of your time. But it will give you greatness. Why? This one, it will be a short-term gratification. That's why. Leading by fear is a short-term gratification result. Pleasing, okay. You want to please people? Okay. That means that they, so, unquote, are not going to talk about you. But they're going to do either way. Not telling the truth, it can just help you. By the short term, in the long term, you know the stories about having long stories about lies and lies and lies. You have to just make another lie, like another lie and a lie and another lie, and you know what happens. You still get caught up. Being disrespectful, disrespectful for the simple fact that you didn't tell the truth. But you now you are untruthful and not trustworthy. Why? Because you were afraid of a combative, argumentative, situation. Instead of just going to this one, have some courage, confront the conflict and have some arguments, right? And still be in the winning side. Even if it does feel uncomfortable at the end, you're still in the winning side because you were genuine about it. It hurts to lead because sometimes you might be alone. Alone because you have a strong structure in your life. And people do follow people that have structure in their life. With this, friends, what the hell do I want to say? It's important for us to understand that leadership comes within. And to be a good leader, we have to know how to follow. Follow good leaders. If we follow the wrong leaders, fear will take control of our life. We don't want that. We want to make sure that we are respectful. We respect people, right? And when it's time to really stand up, we just do it as a role model and not pretending to be something that we're not. With this was episode 106, I think it was. Let me see. Yeah, 106 from the P Alpha Music Podcast. Make sure that you like and subscribe if you're listening to the podcast on YouTube. YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble. And if you listen to the podcast in the Anchor.fm, there's a link down below. You can support us as well. I'm going to really, really, really appreciate it. Since that will help me as well. I know these podcasts, you know, take a little bit of time during the night. But hey, I do it for myself and for you guys. I know some of you guys are getting great content here. And I'm very, very, very glad that you guys are doing. It only needs a simple click of like and play, and you will really support my channel and my podcast. With this, I will say goodnight. This was your host, Paolo Yervis Varga. I'm out.